Hey, let's go to our next guest. Crows play Central in an elimination final. It's Saturday at Adelaide Oval. It'll be live on 5AA. Big afternoon of local footy. Crows development coach is Heath Uni. He joins us now. Heath, welcome.
Thanks for having us, guys. Hopefully you're having a good show this afternoon.
Well, I think the listeners will be the judge of that, Heath. Hey, your first finals campaign, it's been a solid year for the boys.
Yeah, look, we've been really fortunate to have minimal injuries at the club this year, which, as all coaches will say, that when you have that, you get continuity, and we've certainly had that throughout the SANFL, and as a result, we've been able to put some solid performances together.
Mm. Tell us about the process that you had to go through to allow Cam Ellis-Shulman to be available.
Yeah, look, we obviously understand the rules and respect those rules. And obviously Cam, he's played every game this year in the SANFL. He missed the weekend's game due to his, obviously coming in for Sloaney off the back of his report. And so there's a channel to go through, and one of those is putting in a permit and requesting for him to be able to play this weekend. We felt we had a compelling case. The situation was that Cam's played every game, was ineligible, but you had Rory Sloane and Brody Smith, who hadn't played a game in 6 and 4 years respectively, that were eligible, and we thought that wasn't in the best interest of all parties, so we put through a case, and fortunate enough for us, Cam's allowed to play this weekend.
Hmm. So you didn't seriously consider Sloane or Smith playing?
Oh, look, we hadn't got to that point as far as discussing it. Look, they're two quality footballers. One's an All-Australian, and one may be an All-Australian in the next week or so. But, look, we obviously respect those rules, but we didn't feel it was in the integrity of the competition to probably play those two guys. However, we felt that Cam deserved an opportunity, given the fact he played every game in the SANFL. And fortunate enough, the permit committee agreed, and Cam's now eligible to play this week.
And I think the permit committee allowed a Central lad to play as well, Heath, that you might not be aware of. Paul Seedsman, where's he at?
Yeah, look, Paul's obviously, unfortunately, missed some footy in the last 3 weeks. Look, if he's fit after the main session tomorrow, he'll put his hand up to play. And okay, we'd like to hopefully think that he will get through the session tomorrow, and he'll be right to go Saturday against Central's.
One of the young players I've been keeping an eye on, he had a breakout year last year, played some AFL finals footy, is Riley Knight. He's had a wretched run with injuries. So you'd be as well as anyone placed to tell us about his form over the last 3 weeks. How good's he been?
Yeah, look, for the people who are listening and don't know too much about Riley, he had a bit of a breakout back end of the year last year. What he is, he's a great runner. He suits the modern-day game with his work ethic and his ability to get up and down the ground, and he had a horrid run throughout the course of the middle part of the year. He just didn't get any continuity in training, and couldn't play. And he's come back in. His first game back in the SANFL was outstanding. You wouldn't have thought he missed that much footy. And his last 2 weeks have been really solid. And he's a smoky to obviously put his hand up at some point if the AFL team are going to continue through the finals.
Jake Kelly's another one. He's had a solid year. He's been an emergency a number of times. He must be close.
Yeah, look, you're spot on, but there'd be a number of guys who are in that position. And once again, I go back to my first comments. We've been really fortunate enough with limited injuries. There's a number of guys who have played some really solid footy in the SANFL that just aren't getting that opportunity. And one, it's great for our footy club. We're able to get a really strong foundation and puts a lot of pressure on that AFL team. So, yeah, Jake's one of those. I could probably reel off another 3 or 4 that have pushed for selection for a number of weeks now. Mm.
Harrison Wigg might be another one. It's going to be important, this next 15-day break, to be smart with your recovery. Can you just give us a little bit of a snapshot how it might look for both teams?
Yeah, look, we'll have our main session tomorrow for the SANFL team, and our AFL-listed guys will all train together, and we'll bring in our development guys who are in the mix to play Saturday. And so that'll be an open session at Amy, so it'll be fantastic. The AFL guys have been really supportive, obviously, and they're keen to see their mates. We get to play our first final, and so we're all trained together. They'll have another hit out Friday, and then they'll progress into next week and get ready for the build-up for Saturday night. Yeah. Our SANFL team will, as I said, train tomorrow night, and then they'll have a light hit out Friday and get them ready for Saturday at 12:10 at Adelaide Oval.
Heath, how many development players or top-ups will you need this Saturday?
Look, it could be anywhere between one and three. So we'll have our main session tomorrow. And if everyone gets through, we could be in a fortunate position that we might only need one or two for this weekend. So, look, touch wood, that happens. As I said, we've been really fortunate to be to have a free go at it without too many injuries. Last year, footy changes pretty quickly. Last year, we had a horrid first half of the year with injuries, and the PPT staff have done a wonderful job to give us coaches the availability of the players at our disposal each week. So they've done a wonderful job.
We're speaking to Heath Uni, Crows Sandford coach, thanks to Murray Bridge Toyota. Now, Heath, had a couple of Category B rookies in Alex Keith, who's got a cricket background, and Hugh Greenwood from the basketball spectrum. How have they gone and progressed through the year?
Yeah, look, Hugh was with us at the back end of last year, and he was making some decisions on his basketball. So he's actually been going for a fair while. It's been a credit to him and once again to the staff to be able to get his body in a shape that has allowed him to play on at AFL sort of a level and train at AFL level and play at SNFL. He's progressing really nicely. He's gone from playing probably predominantly forward to now spending a lot more time as an inside mid. He's got the body shape, the size of like a Scott Pendlebury type. He's progressing nicely. We've been really wrapped with the way he's gone this year. And Alex Keith, you would realise, I'm not sure if you realise, he was a top five, top six pick when Gold Coast first came in. So he's a talented junior, and he obviously made the cross from cricket. And he didn't start his pre-season until late, given requirements at cricket, so we didn't see him till probably round five or six, but he came in and had a huge impact. He's 190, 194, 195 with great speed, kicks the ball well. Both those guys progressed as we would like.
Heath, what happened last week? The Crows Friday night, we know about that, but you guys got beaten quite easily by South. So across the board, the mental aspect of the game just wasn't quite right for the two teams. What have you put that down to? What have you assessed it as a collective group of coaches?
Yeah, look, for us, it's a really interesting question. We've sort of tried to dig deep and look at it. And from a sample point of view, we made some changes last week in our personnel. And, the one of the difficulty things that we have at sample level with our coaches is being able to manage the list and manage the development guys coming in and trying to get that continuity in it. And we haven't been tested that much, to be honest, given the fact that limited injuries. But we brought in a couple of guys on the weekend that hadn't played much footy for us, which, that was challenging. But don't take away the fact that South have been in pretty red-hot form and they produced a performance, and especially in the second quarter where they controlled the game. But other than that second quarter, it was quite an even game. So we were comfortable in what we were able to produce for the majority, and we just weren't able to sustain it for four quarters. But full credit to South.
Yep. Central gave you a touch up this year too, so it's going to be a tough game for you, Heath.
Yeah, look, they're a quality, mate. They've been doing it for a long time.
Haven't they?
They were doing it when I was playing Roy. So Roy's a master coach, and he'd have some things up his sleeve this week. Yeah, they beat us twice. What we took out of that is, if you don't bring your intensity and your effort and your attitude, well, you'll get beat most times. Yeah. And we understand that, and we have a responsibility as a playing group and coaching staff to make sure our guys are up and about. I'd be really disappointed this week if we didn't bring that. Those games were played halfway through the year. It's now on Adelaide Oval, where it's some familiar territory for our guys, and ground's a little bit narrower. But we expect Central to come with some real intensity and some contested stuff, and the challenge is for our guys to get to work and to win some contests of ourselves.
Well, it's fantastic to have a chat with you, Heath. Promises to be a great game. Good luck this weekend. You take on Central. It's at Adelaide Oval, as you mentioned, 12:15. That kicks off, followed by South and Sturt. Let's hope we get a big crowd there and you perform accordingly.
Yeah, boys, I'd like to say I hope all our Adelaide Crows football members know footy this week in the AFL. I asked them to get out there and support our SANFL team, but also the SANFL competition in general. I'd like to hope we get a massive crowd. We've got some great talent on show in both both games, so I hope they all get along and it's a good day at Adelaide Oval.
Well said, Heath. Thanks for your time, mate. Heath Uni there, Adelaide Crows Sandful coach. He's a teacher, a man manager, a strategist. He is AFL level.
Yep, he's very, very impressive.
We had him in our state campaign this year. He is a ripper, Bix.
Yeah,
and
he's good.
Great words. Let's get 20,000 there. We're going to call both games.
Absolutely fantastic.
20,000.
You would hope, like you said, you can get along there.
It's certain south.
And look, it's one of the few times you'll be able to go there. Enjoy a little bit of space when you go to Adelaide Oval. Often it's there. It's absolutely chock-a-block. You can probably have a few spare seats alongside you, stretch out and just enjoy what should be two great games of footy, great value SANFL finals.